Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today, we're going to talk about NAD. I know you guys have been hearing all about NAD. What the heck is NAD? Why is everybody jumping on board trying to take NAD for cellular health, longevity, wellness? Let's dive right in. Nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. That's what NAD stands for. This has emerged as one of the key molecules in the science of aging and longevity, and it is often regarded as a superhuman molecule. It's critically important to our cellular health. As we age, NAD levels drop off precipitously. They disrupt the balance of energy production in the cell. There's a balance between synthesis, making NAD for energy cycling through your mitochondria, and consuming NAD for all of the cell repair mechanisms, the DNA repair, the molecules that get damaged by oxidative damage. There's a whole process that requires energy to maintain cell health. The decline of NAD is really profound as we age, and I attribute it to that feeling of adult tiredness. You know how it is. You sleep for 8 hours, you get up out of bed, and you're just like, why am I dragging? Why am I not bouncing, jumping, and singing like children do? It's because we get adult tiredness. It's our NAD levels decline almost 50% from age 20 to age 40. And this definitely is integral for numerous biologic processes, DNA repair, cell metabolism, activating your sirtuins. These are the family of enzymes that regulate aging and longevity. NAD helps sirtuins to repair damaged DNA, reduce inflammation, and promote function. And as your NAD levels drop, your body becomes less efficient. It can't repair DNA as well, and you can't maintain cellular integrity. This leads to inflammation, slower metabolism, visible signs of aging like sagging, wrinkling, decreased energy, decreased libido, everything just falling apart. Your body's ability to cope with stress diminishes, and this accelerates aging. So this is why you see lots of people jumping on board with NAD infusions, subcutaneous injections, also oral supplementation. The most vital function of NAD is its role in energy production. It's a coenzyme in the metabolic cycle, specifically within your mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell. Since seventh grade, we learned that picture of the cell, the diagram that shows the mitochondria, a little structure with involutions in it. The mitochondria rely on NAD to generate ATP, adenosine triphosphate, the primary energy source of all body functions. And as your NAD levels decline, the function of the mitochondria deteriorates. Less ATP produced, less ATP gives you cellular fatigue and overall systemic decline. We notice the loss of energy efficiency contributing to a wide range of age-related diseases, especially metabolic disorders, and certainly in the cardiovascular system, the neurologic system, and the neuroendocrine system. These areas of the body that are highly metabolic, for example, the brain that takes 20% of the body's energy, the heart, which takes another 20% of the body's energy, the muscular structure, and the endocrine organs. These are areas where NAD, as it drops off, shows disease and deterioration. So in the neuro system, in the heart system, in the overall endocrine system. And beyond energy production, NAD is critical to repair and activate enzymes that detect and repair damaged DNA. That's so essential for genome stability, to stop mutations that can cause cancer and degenerative disease. NAD also is critical for autophagy. This is your body's recycling system, where old damaged components and cells must get broken down, recycled, and gotten rid of for new, healthier cells to take their place. So NAD slows aging at that foundational level. Definitely NAD is important for your brain function. And remember, the brain, being one of the most energy-demanding organs, relies on NAD for neuronal activity, neurotransmitter production, and synapse plasticity. And as your NAD levels drop, the mitochondrial dysfunction and oxidative stress increase. That's when we see the onset of diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. And new research is suggesting that boosting your NAD levels can actually improve neuronal resilience. hopefully preventing the onset of some of these diseases, but also truly helping people who have Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. I think it's really beneficial for cognitive support, and I have put my parents on NAD, my in-laws on NAD, one of my in-laws who has Parkinson's on NAD. I definitely think you guys need to look into this. Mental health is everything, and neurologic health even more so. There's no point to living to be 90 or 100 if you have deterioration of brain function. NAD is also linked to memory, focus, mental clarity, reduced inflammation in the brain. So it's going to help with patients who have cognitive decline, and it'll definitely improve learning ability and slow down just that aging deterioration of brain fog that we get with menopause, or also that we start to get with just adult forgetfulness. I think emerging studies show that NAD precursors like NR, which is nicotinamide riboside, and NMN, nicotinamide mononucleotide, these also stimulate neuroprotection. These are the precursor molecules that pour into becoming NAD. We will dive in on other podcasts onto reasons why we should not overdo it with NAD, because unrestricted overflow of NAD can also funnel into pathways that can lead to cancers. And I want to make sure people understand that this is a really important detail. The science here is so incredibly important to break down and understand. So don't just listen on a superficial level. Get your hands on some research, a PubMed publication. Do a little in-depth knowledge. We can't just keep pouring precursor molecules to make more NAD. We also have to stop NAD flowing out of our cells, NAD destruction and loss of replacement of NAD. And we also have to funnel NAD into the correct channel so it doesn't run into neoplastic and cancer pathways. I think in the context of skin and anti-aging, the skincare field is blowing up with new research supporting the idea that NAD improves excess melanin production. So sun exposure and inflammation, acne, these things can lead to dark spots and uneven skin tone. And NAD plays a role in regulating your melanin synthesis. It helps repair DNA damage in the melanocytes. It promotes turnover of damaged skin cells. So interestingly, a study published in the Journal of Dermatologic Science looked at the effects of NMN, the precursor to NAD, looking at melanin production in aged melanocytes. And this found the NMN significantly reduced melanin production in reconstituted skin models. So this is really important. This NMN precursor is going to play a role in several pathways leading to pigmentation and aging. And the findings suggest that NMN, by boosting NAD, may regulate melanin synthesis and contribute to like even more skin tone, even better therapeutic agents in the future for age-related hyperpigmentation. Some of our pigment is from sun oxidative damage. Some is from lack of autophagy, breakdown of skin products that lead to brown spots, age spots, you know, kind of solar elastosis that builds up. When the skin becomes freckled and aged, it's not just freckles. It looks older. It loses its luminescent, pearly quality. The environmental damage from UV exposure really accelerates aging by breaking down collagen and increasing oxidative stress. So NAD is one thing you can do to support the natural skin internal defense system. You can prevent photoaging by enhancing your DNA repair and inflammation pathways. So this is going to become a really important channel for skincare to start working at the molecular level to prevent these inflammatory skin changes. So that's just a little taste of what NAD can do for you. In our office, in our practice, we do very slow IV infusion of NAD. Sometimes it takes an hour and a half, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, depending on who you are. I recommend that you can try an NAD IV infusion if you're someone who's been through a lot. You've been really sick. You've been having a bad COVID episode. You've had super severe life stress, and you'd feel run down and deteriorated. There is a role for IV NAD. Not everybody does IV NAD. A lot of people believe that it's excessive and it's expensive, but I really feel like sometimes you have to do a booster, supercharge yourself with an IV infusion, and then we will transition that to doing home treatments. For some patients, that's going to be injections at home twice a week, and for other patients, it's going to be oral supplementation. And I think It's a great method of improving your immune function, your longevity, your cellular health, your overall vitality and energy. You'll have so much better sleep. You're going to feel like you recover faster from your workouts. You're going to feel like your muscle building efforts are better and your mental clarity is improved. But this, above everything else, is a longevity molecule because it's going to improve those cellular processes that if you do nothing will deteriorate. So I'm a huge fan of NAD. I've been taking NAD precursors orally for more than a year. But definitely when you first start out, you feel a really great surge of energy and improvement. Even I felt my eyesight got better. So incredible. And I think that the way to do that, if you're a really busy person and you're feeling really run down, is to get an IV boost followed by transitioning to a good home regimen. So that's my take on it. I wanted to remind you guys that NAD is so powerful. It's so important to support your declining levels. You can support healthier aging, enhanced brain function, more youthful overall outlook by starting on some of these therapies. And modern medicine does not have good information for us yet. We don't have controlled trials and studies. We may not know all the answers, and we might be kind of on the fringe of what people are doing that's been studied and FDA approved. None of it is FDA approved or studied. The only one thing that's certain is if you do nothing, you will deteriorate. You will have gradual aging. You will become stooped over, 80 years old, a little weaker, more decrepit. And that's not my pathway that I envision for myself. I see patients who age really well and they're 90 and they're walking the Rose Bowl and they're very vital and they're energized. And like, that's what I want. Some people have the DNA to be born with that and they have it in their genetic profiles. And others of us, we have to cultivate how we're going to age. If you do nothing, remember, aging is guaranteed. This is the time to intervene with these types of modalities that are going to just next level your longevity, health, and wellness. All right, guys, that's it for now. If you're in LA, come visit me. I'm in Pasadena by the Rose Bowl, also in Beverly Hills. And you can find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. Our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our amazing skincare line with our Transform Stem Cell Growth Factor. Use it every day. I use it every day. Love it. Even on my eyelids, full face treatment. I love our neck cream. I'm a huge fan of vitamin C and all the antioxidant skincare that we do. I focus on botanical skincare. Really love the benefits of green tea in your skincare. And you can find that on our website, beautybydrk.com. Check it out and tell me how much you love it. That's it for now, guys. Take your NAD, stay beautiful, stay vital. Love you.